A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said this to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Thaddeus appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." Now they were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. One thing I ask, to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. One thing I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. And Jesus went up to the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw the large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have just a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are they for so many?" Jesus says, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. And Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw and the sign had been done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come off and carry him to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. So we've heard this 1,000 times, whether this or in a synoptic, the loaves and the fishes. And again, I just want you to get your mind around what's going on. Here's 5,000 men, which means there's kids and women there too. Lots and lots of people, 5,000. So let's at least double that, 10,000 people. And there's a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish, okay? So Jesus says, "Give it to me." He blesses it. He feeds the 10,000 people. And not even that. They all have their fill. That's pretty good. and then there's 12 wicker baskets left over. He started with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What that means explicitly, it's focusing, of course, on the Eucharist. There's always enough. You will have your fill when you come to Jesus. But it's also for us to take the little that we have and not focus on, oh, look at, I have so little, I can't do anything. Again, again, and again, get over yourself. Take what you have, I'll take what I have, and we'll give it to Jesus, and he will feed people, and always in abundance with leftovers. That's what Jesus does. And so when the apostles are proclaiming him in the first reading, and they're called in, and he says, I told you not to say anything. Shut up. We're going to keep talking about Jesus. We're going to keep doing what we do. Even they sit there and they get flogged. And Gamaliel says, well, if it's of God, if God, we'll be fighting against God, but if it's not of God, it'll die in itself. 2,000 years ago. I wonder if it was of God. God is always the God of abundance. When we're willing to share everything with him, he didn't ask for one fish and a cup and one loaf. He asked for everything, and God multiplied it. When we're willing to give everything to Jesus, he'll multiply it. When we're stingy with Jesus, he'll be stingy with us. So let's give everything. Surrender everything to God, that God will then use it to abundance. You got it? You get it? You're gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.